enterprise. Rocking heavy jumping steady dance and talk at the gun stand bar. She Russian and the American. All of them have a plan. She the African. Man. Them say run over, chuck your mouth down car. Them say whoop shit nasty dread. Them say drum and shit so I will not shit.
Royal Queen Abinamandi is gone, but this is no fault. The Shanti Mailbox was live and direct in your ears, and I hope you did enjoy the news tidbits. Yeah, as it's 5 minutes down south, the hour of 11, entering into the second phase with another lovely style and pattern, yeah. Introducing the brethren Sharif Gali from Tamale with this one titled If Tomorrow Comes, We Will Get Abinamandi.
Here I am on my way to the top.
Dream Sharif Ghali with If Tomorrow Comes.
Hey yo, my name is Sharif Ghali and you're listening to Radio Razzle 105.2 and 103.8 on cable. Keep the fire ever blazing, brother and sister.
Yeah, some more, yeah.
Awol, the voice of my brethren, Shashamali, with this exclusive one, yes, Sonya Mimuye. Coming July, he's going to perform in Nairobi, Kenya. Well, almost 15 minutes down south, the hour of 11, yeah, the second phase of the show, styling it in a lovely style and fashion, yeah. I have a guest for today, and his name is Judah King. But in the meantime, this is from the brethren, Ni Odai. The brethren that I hit his track earlier on, Animali.
Isani oba, ope ole mi elale na chofa. Fey yem yei, man diao, fey yem yei, ey, ey. Oshe mi akya on yanyoba, bey baba one, a o mi suon lo, oye suon mo bagbe mi ey. Oche ey, oche chon, ba, ba. O yanyoba no no dia fi baba one, suon lo fe mo yoba.
Wow, a lovely gang style and fashion reggae, yeah, from the brethren, Ni Odai, the one who just released the 2018 brand new on the reggae vibe, Animale Onyani Oba. 20 minutes down south, the hour of 11, yeah, right here in the station of the nation, Razo on 105.2 on the ether, 103.8 on the cable. Let's take this from my guest of the day, the brethren, Judah King, with this one titled Susuami. Another gang tune, yeah.
One show me la shusha, kede la ke ya teshi. Go show me wa. One show me la shusha, ense keke ya kanishi. Show me wa. One show me la shusha, kede ni ma ke ya sukula. Go show me wa. One show me la onu oje me fe shusha.
Na ya na bale, ke shalom kanu bibi, eko men shaliyo, neko menu. Shina inka shalom shalom, ola kenya no men chaki omo, neke tramo. Smoke the high grade, and I feel so irate on the highway. Fly high like the skyscraper.
Yeah, me know. Show me why. One show me la. Shusha.
Show me why. One show me why. Another brand new and exclusive track, first time being played out here, yeah. For your information, it's from my Idrin and for my guest of the day, the brethren Judah King, straight out from the royal continent of civilization, Africa, Ghana. Let me go on the line and welcome him. Judah King, greetings.
Yes, greetings, my lord.
How is the Aya doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm doing all right, you know.
How is Africa? How is Ghana?
Yeah, Africa is lovely, you know. Africa is beautiful, you know. Ghana is doing well, you know. Ghana on the map, you know. Yeah, to the world, we say, you know. So we give thanks for life and strength, you know. Ghana is doing well, you know.
Yes, Aya. Would you please introduce yourself in a very beautiful way, how and what is the name and the meaning of your name, Judah King?
All right, I will take this opportunity, you know, to explain myself. My name is Judah King, and Judah is a strong mind with a strong back, you know. Yeah, and Judah is from Ghana. And Judah is one of the artists out from Shanty Yard. And Shanty Yard is like a teamwork, it's a group work, it's a group. But every individual have his own, you know, his own career, you know. Mm. But we are team as brothers and, you know, fast family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this Judah King, and Judah King, wow, you know, full of spirituality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this Judah King.
Mm-hmm.
So if any question, Let me know.
Yes, sir. The Judah King, it relates to a biblical tribal significance and Rastafari faith. What influenced you to pick it as your stage name?
Okay. Fine. Because you see, I man love to read the prophecy, you see. Yes, yeah, so through prophecy and history, I decide to take this name. And anytime I use this name as my stage performance, you know, it boosted me, you know, it gives me more morale, you know. It makes me feel like, you know, I have something more, you know, authentic in me.
Yeah, man.
And from then I was Judah Clan, but when I changed to Judah King, and I, you know, my morale got so much more in boosting, you know. So this name is a biblical name and spiritual name. So this name on me now is like a name that has been ordained on me. So this why anytime you hear Judah King, this what you must know, that Judah King is one of the strong artists straight from Ghana, and with a strong mind, with a firm back, and I'm telling you, physically fitter.
Yes, I am. Mentally stronger. Physically fitter, mentally stronger.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, the ayah is Rastafari, right?
Yes, my lord.
What brought you into Rastafari faith?
All right. That's a good question. Yeah, you know, through the lifestyle and through the ups and downs and the life man I try to live to sustain. Now I try so many lifestyle, you know. Well, I see I couldn't fit, you see. Mm-hmm. So after time when I find myself, I got to know who I am, mm-hmm. and I decide that I seen who I am and recognize myself and knowing whom I am, and I see that no, this whom I am. So I am that I am. You see?
Oh, so if a Buddhist and monk met you and asked you, why reggae, and what would be your first answer to convince him or her that reggae music is the only way to go through Rastafari?
Ask this question in Selassie. Yes, you know, first of all, you know, it's true, truly vibe, because you see today when you look all the receptions of the music now they play, you know, it's different influence and different vibe that you get from outside the music, you know. Yeah, but specifically when you watch reggae music, in terms of reggae music or in terms of dancehall, it has something containing, you know, like knowledge or like wisdom or like understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You see, yeah. So this is what, you know, got me so influenced into this kind of engagement. That I find a way that compose. I find a way that I can compose myself, and I find this way, and I know that this is the best way, and I see that no, this is the way that can free the people, because critically, when I look at the system, I can see that no, there is no any other music that can free the people. You see, but only the songs of redemption that Rasta sing. And this is what I see, you see. So this is what influenced me so much, you know, that, you know, get me onto this reggae thing and this dancehall vibes, you know.
Mm-hmm. There are many youth in Ghana who are also doing reggae and dancehall. What makes your brand very different from them?
Yes, honorable, good to ask this question. Yes, because, you know, this thing, we begin this thing for a very long time, you see, and it depends on the state of mind. It's not just saying anything, but based on the state of mind, you know. Yeah, so this is what make I and I different from the others, You see, because we've been in a heat through the rough time and the tough time, and we experience, you know, the good vibes and the bad vibes. So this is what make I and I, you know, to brand I and I self, you know, put I and I self in some different level. And honorable, truly, as I'm saying, you know, if you really meet me critically on like a show, I mean, you feel the vibes, you know.
I will.
Yeah, you feel the vibes, you know. As of now, we're talking on the phone, so not much I can express on the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You're a member of the Shanty Yard crew. Tell us more about the Shanty Yard crew. The settings, from how it started, and when did you join the Shanty Yard crew?
Okay, that's good question. You know, we start this thing way back, you know. We start this thing way back when we were very young. When we start this thing, almost, let me say, if I could say, almost 18, 17 years now. Yes, when we started this thing. And we were like, you know, we were friends. Not like a brothers, we are just a friend, but our relationship is more than, you know, biological mother, biological brother or sister. You see, yes, because we were friends, but through the teachings of His Imperial Majesty, you know, we got to, you know, have more love and more caring for one another. And anything we do, even though every individual have his own career, but anything we do among ourselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. So are you are you doing this music for the love, or you are doing it for money?
Okay, good question. I'm doing this for the love. It's for the love that I have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see. It's not about the money, but it's about the joy, the love that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Why? That's what impressed me, you know, to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I also got that information that your performance at the show Bar Reggae Dancehall Show on the 1st of April was a high standard. What was your intention that night?
Okay, good question. You see, on that night, you know, my intention was to, you know, to change up the whole place, you know. My expectation was to mash up the whole place, you know, to explode the whole place. But unfortunately, you know, my pen drive, when I got to the DJ, unfortunately, my pen drive had a virus. So I couldn't even play my own rhythms and thing and all of that. So I have to tell the DJ to play me any rhythm from his own, you know, from his own machine. And I mean, this distracted me a lot, but you know, I manage it in a good faith, you know. Yes. But on that day on Shoba, my intention was, you know, I wanted to explode in the place, but my drive full of virus, you know, so it distracts me a little bit, you know. Yeah.
Oh, we burn fire upon the iniquity, you know. Next time those virus will erase it spiritually before you get there. You know, I would like the listeners to listen to feel one of your track. It's titled Alpha. I'll let them feel it, yeah? Right after that, we come and back and visit.
All right, lovely. Bless up yourself.
Yeah. Joshua shall not depart from Judah.
Brand new and exclusive, first time being played out here from the brethren, King Judah or Judah King, yeah? Lovely track titled Alpha and Omega. Let me go on the studio line and check it out, yeah? Judah King.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Your track is wicked and wild, Alpha and Omega. Can you please tell us the influence, the motivation, and the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, you see, I told you, I'm Judah. You know, Judah is a man who loved the Most High so much. You know, just know the love we may have, you know. Yes, so through the love and through the teachings of His Imperial Majesty, I decide to put a song like that, you know. So people, you know, sometimes because we talk about Alpha and Omega, and sometimes it's a little bit, you know, explanation sometimes, because we talk about Alpha, and Alpha is a king, and we talk about Queen Omega. But sometimes they say Alpha and Omega, you know, the people don't define the difference that it's a man and woman creation. You see, so I tried to put this thing there to show the people that when we talk about Alpha and Omega, it's a man and woman creation.
I will.
Yes, so through the teaching of His Imperial Majesty, you know, make me to put a song like that so that the people will know that the Lion of Judah, you know, is a conqueror, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, as Revelation says, you know. Yeah.
What does Revelation say? Can you quote it for us?
Yes, the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 5, it tells us that He said, and I wept much because no angel was found worthy to open the seal or to lose the seal thereof. He said, but one of the elders said unto me, behold, for the lion of the tribe of Judah, you know, mm-hmm. has prevailed to open the seventh seal
mm-hmm.
and to lose the seventh seal thereof.
Yeah, man.
You see?
Yeah, man.
So, this is prophecy and history, you know, shows that, yes, through the Lion of Judah, you know, redemption has come, you know, and black people must be free, you know.
Sila.
Rastafari.
Give us a list of the senior artists that influence you the most in this music journey.
If I could say, I would put man like Simple Entertainer.
Osajifo.
And let me say Kojo Kumbolo.
The Dada.
Kojo Kumbolo.
Jata.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Judah Promotion. Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
Promotion. Good. And this one. Ja Vibe, Conqueror.
Awo.
Naya Fire.
Yeah, man. On Team
yeah,
Fire.
Yeah, and a whole lot more, and you know, like Janos, you know, Janos.
Tell me about Felix, Janos.
His name, Felix Janos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's one of the good musicians as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a whole lot more, you know, inspire me, you know.
Mm-hmm. You are a good artist. Yeah. From your track that I listened, the Alpha. It talks about you. You're a good artist. Do you intend to take your young career for the international level?
If yes,
you
of
intend
course,
to state as your reason why you want to take your career into international level.
Yes, because this feeling is in me, you see, and this feeling I can't refuse it. Because anytime I try to do anything, I'll be doing the thing. But along the way, I can see that, no, the music still, you know, the music dimension still remains within me. And I see that there is no any other way. When I try to do things and I still have this thing in me, you know,
mm-hmm.
always, you know, I mean, energizing me or...
What is that is in you? Judah King.
Yeah.
What is that is in you?
That thing is like some vibration is in me.
Positive vibration.
And that's the feeling. Mm. You see, that's the feeling. So that feeling, it has been there for a very long time
mm-hmm.
until now. So this makes me see that no. Yes, I can travel with it. I can go along with it.
Mm-hmm. So talking yes. about liking the Simple Entertainer or Sajifu, the general, that means you have a good link with Akuma Village.
Yes, Honorable, you're right.
Yeah, do you perform there?
Yes, my lord.
Apart from Akuma Village, where else do you perform?
Apart from Akuma Village to Akradi.
Takrade.
Yeah, Takrade. I used to perform there.
Wow.
Cape Coast. Yeah. And as well, Adan.
Mm-hmm.
Adan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, more place, Honorable. More place.
Mm-hmm.
More place.
So if you are performing love songs and conscious song, which of them is more easier for you as a concept?
Okay. You see, to me, sometimes I said, you know, it's the beat, because sometimes even some of the beats have a message.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and some of the rhythms, when you listen very carefully, sometimes you hear the message that is trying to. You know, it's trying to say you, or you can even compose that, you know, that line, you know, that kick, or that keys or that beat or that beat. You see, it always, that rhythm always, I mean, has a message, you see. So when you listen to the rhythm, very be carefully sometimes, you might get the message even sometimes from the rhythm. You see?
Yeah, man.
And sometimes, if not so, sometimes you might got the rhythm and you see that, oh, this rhythm, I can just, let me just slap this or maybe put this tune on it. And sometimes that it fit, it goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes you can have the tune and just, you will just be creating your own thing. Because sometimes some of the beat is a feeling. Moment you hear the kicks, you hear the beat, you start getting something in your head. You start getting some, I mean, inspiration in your head. You start getting some vibes, you know? So this is how it goes, you know?
Are you a singer-songwriter?
Say again.
Are you a singer-songwriter?
Yes. All my songs. Sometimes I'm the one who write them myself. I just them myself. I'm the singer and the same who just write my songs up, my own self.
Do you play any instrument yourself?
Okay, for me I play drum.
I play drum. Which of the drum you play? Kid drum or the bongo drums or the palungo drums or the kitty drum?
Play the kitty drum.
You play the kitty drum. So yeah. let's feel you on the kitty drum on this rhythm.
Honorable.
Yes, I am. Let's feel
you. Are you?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Are you giving me a rhythm or should I play from here?
Yeah, I'm giving you a rhythm.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
No, I can't hear it.
Okay. Kejo sumomi animale. Brand new rhythm exclusive 2018. Yeah? But no problem, we'll go on this because maybe you are not listening through the radio, so you can't hear. You said, considering if you are going on stages, I asked you, do you prefer doing love songs or you do conscious songs? And you didn't give me a real explanation for that.
And because, you know, I was telling you from the expectation of sometimes how the beat. So for me, it don't depends on the love song or I have all of them, whether spiritual love songs or whether lifestyle, you know. Yeah, so for me, I can't say, oh, love song is easy or spiritual song is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it depends on the lyrics and the vibes you put up there, you know. So for the love songs and spiritual songs and lifestyle songs, it's all
of them are songs.
All of them are the same.
All right, there is a track from you out here. Let me lick that one. I think it's titled Bobo. I play it for the listeners and right after that we come and reason. Yeah.
No one share your chair, bank and me. perfect. You know, wonderful kind. I and you, we are perfect match. Just like the waves rolling by the sea, maps his feet. Anytime Judah King come around, hey, I need you, girl. You, woman of mine. Say again, you duck in from the kiss. I need you, girl. You, woman of my world.
You rock my world.
I love you, girl. You, woman of
Gambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey!
Razo got the power, and we come to you in any style and fashion. You love it with a real passion.
Brand new and exclusive track, yeah. First time being late right here in the station of the nation from the brethren. King Judah, let me go on the line and start to reason with him. Judah King.
Yes, Honorable.
This track that we played is also another massive track. What is the title track of it?
Yeah, I Need You, Girl.
I Need You, Girl. So you don't do Strictly Conscious, you do Lover's Rock as well. Saying? It was massive.
No, I... Yeah, because now, you know, where the system has got, you know, man have to just balance a little bit.
See? What do? You balance it. I real styling, me love it. Why did you record it?
Whoa, let me say... let me say 1 year now or some 6 months now, way back.
And what studio did you record it?
I record this tune at Studio 14.
Oh, where is it?
It's at Tema, here.
Okay, it's a good production. How is it doing in the Ghanaian music scene, this track, I Need You, Girl? Oh, I Need You, Love.
Thank you. Yeah, Honorable. I try to link up some DJs and I try to send it to some DJ and some of them, you know, they play it on and it make the wave, you know. You know, some of them I didn't listen because my friends told me, Charlie, we heard your music on the radio, you know, it's making a wave, you know. And I'm really glad, you know, that this was some of my best. But from that perspective, I've not heard nothing again, you know. So it has not been easy, you know, because sometimes, you know, people don't know what you have, and before they must know what you have, sometimes it's very, very hard, you know.
Okay. Where are you based? Are you in Accra or you are in Tema?
I'm in Accra.
Why in Accra?
Okay. Now I'm in I&I Creation. I mean, just closer to Akuma Village.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, not too far from Akuma Village.
Okay. Considering the high rate which the Ghanaian youth is abusing codeine and tramadol. Yes. Are you much concerned, and why?
Yes, I'm much concerned because, you know, it's a man of right can save life, a man of wrong can destroy life. You see, so from you have this addicted life, you know. I mean, it can help you to get far because now you can see most of the youth, even my own brethren, you know, he told me the other day, he said, "Aya, this time we stop the herb now." I say, "Why? Why go on?" He say, "This time injection." I say, "Aya, why you deal with it?" He say, "Yeah, this time injection." And when I look at the man's face, brother, it's a serious thing, me, I tell you. And he show me, say, "This time, it's onto the drug, it's onto codeine and injection, which was the level he was telling me, and I shocked, see, and most of the youth now get cut in a this, I mean, tramadol, you know, this codeine thing and this kind of, you know, now, our system, they are importing these things, and our immigrations, I don't know much about our immigrations, but these things, they are importing these things from outside, coming into our country, and it is mashing up our youth them, you see, because this thing can make the youth them focus. This thing will make the youth them lose their focus.
Yeah, man.
See, and this thing, I'm really sorry, because if you take this thing, Surely by later you'll be a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm really concerned, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a sad thing, my brother.
Judah King, should any health conscious company hire you as an ambassador to campaign against drug abuse in just one song, what will your chorus be like?
In just one song, what will my cross be?
Yeah.
Okay, so my cross will be like, show me why, you know, show me why, one show me la, shusha, gala kayatashi, or show me why, one show me la, shusha, kesake kayaka, aneshi, or show me why, one show me la, shusha. Eganima ke yasukula ko show me wa won show me la shusha, because you know, brother,
yes I am.
Yeah, because you see, if you look, and I will influence the youth then, I mean, you know, to divert, you know, on another way, because you know, just made everything possible for I and I, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and sometimes, you see, man cannot be wiser more than Jah.
Yeah, man.
You see? But today, man try to show that he's wiser more than God.
Yeah, man. Earth sound and power.
You see, so this is what is, you know, sometimes it is mashing up.
Yeah.
So I would like to, for real, I would like to campaign for that, because I would like to campaign for that, because drug abuse is not a good thing.
Yeah, man. Judah King, we have 3 minutes to close the show. It's getting to 12 o'clock. You had a track titled Show Me Why, the one that you just did the chorus of it, you know. If people would like to get some of your music, where can they get it? And if people would like to get in contact with you, like a promoter or anything, run it. Yeah, man.
Yes, Majesty.
Yes, sir.
Yes, King. Yes, I have some of my music on SoundCloud, but now, unfortunately, most of my songs, I haven't upload them now. But I have a few songs there, but I'm now trying to update the rest. So soon as possible. So I have my songs on SoundCloud, and you can also catch me catch me on Facebook, you know, Judah King, you know, Instagram, you know, so all the social media, you know.
Yeah, man. Enough respect, Judah King.
Yes,
give thanks, yeah? And keep up your good work. Yeah? Jah Guide, I'll lick your last track about the drug. Then when your tracks come out, we'll premiere it out of here. Give thanks and praise. Jah Rastafari.
Bella
Womi, Nima Shomi.
Free like a bird on a tree. Ganja.